Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All my most formative musical memories of wanting to play live music, go to shows, or just be weird on the radio revolve around the best of the best albums I can think of, Green Day's Dookie. Then you follow along for album after album of simple yet challenging songs, smart mouth but with depths of emotion, critical but often subtle writing. It's no wonder they've made a career of opening doors to have some fun, but while always being taken seriously, at least by me in the industry. It's the motor behind it all joining us today. He's Trey Cool, drummer for Green Day. Thanks for the time.
What's up, Gregor?
It's been, you've been around the entirety of my radio career, and I've never crossed paths with you, so that's awesome for me. I'm really excited. Congrats on the new album, Father of All. It's a banger. It's a hell of a musical history lesson, it feels like. I know you're right in it right now with tons of promo and everything, but how are you feeling about the record?
Man, I'm loving it. And I just got my hands on a copy of a neon pink limited edition vinyl, and it's pretty badass.
Yeah, man. How do we get our hands on that?
You gotta know a guy, I guess. I was handed it to me. The perks of being in Green Day.
I suppose so.
Yeah, man. Can't wait to, we're kicking off their Hella Mega Tour in your fair city.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. T-Mobile Park, July 17th. You'll be here with Fall Out Boy and Weezer. About the record real quick, what's your favorite track on it?
I'm liking Take the Money and Crawl today. Like you said, that's a banger. Teenagers is really special. And Meet Me on the Roof is kind of my favorite. I could keep going back to it. And it's got a really nice video that comes along with it. I don't know if you've seen it. Gaten from Stranger Things is our hero in this video, and it'll make you want to jump a motorcycle and kiss a girl. So there you go.
The album, just 26 minutes. It's short even for a punk rock band. How do you end up at that length and make the call? Yep, that's plenty.
We had a few more songs that we'd recorded for the record, and as we were sequencing it, like the songs, we started taking them out, and then it kind of was a better ride. It's like, well, okay, well, we'll do this, and then, I mean, we still have these other really good songs in our pocket, so kind of makes sense. It was the record's better for it, and then we have like music ready to go. So
awesome, it's a fun ride. It really gets through it quick, and it's like it's fun from start to end, so it like doesn't leaves you wanting more, I guess, is the way I feel after I've listened to it. I keep running into the conversation about the place of an album in the age of streaming. Like, you're a guy who makes albums as opposed to us standing around talking about them. How has that notion changed since Green Day started putting out records?
Well, we still are very much in the habit of making albums. So we are aware of, you know, the attention span of most people, and ourselves included, has dwindled down to a mere like 7 seconds. So if you can't be entertained in 7 seconds, you're off to the next thing. So, or you're on your phone, or you're, you know, hey, look, a squirrel. So I think that's kind of why there's not a whole lot of like repetition and just kind of carrying on with this record. It just sort of gets to the point. It rocks your balls off, and then, you know, you hardly have time to reattach your balls when the next song comes in.
That's fun, man. How long until you actually get to get out on the road and play some of these songs other than just the few cool things you've been doing recently?
Well, we're scheduled to go to Southeast Asia tour here in March, and then we start Hella Mega in Seattle. I think that's in like May.
Hella Mega tour kicks off the American leg in Seattle, July 17th, T-Mobile Park.
That's what I meant, July. No, we're going, okay, in May we're going to Europe, and we're playing some stadiums on our own, and then picking up with Fall Out Boy and Weezer in Paris, and then we're going to do some Hella Mega stuff over there, like London Stadium, you know, Paris, some other spots. But and then we go to the U.S. and do it in July.
That's awesome, man. It's crazy to, you know, I've seen you play arenas before, like a massive venue like Lollapalooza, but a stadium tour, that's a baseball park. How do you feel about that level to play to like a room that big?
It's amazing. We did it on our last tour a few times, and those were my favorite shows of the tour, like Wrigley Field and Oakland Coliseum. The energy is like, it's collective and it's huge. You know, everything's bigger. The production's bigger. We're the same size, but actually it's not true because we have these giant screens. So our heads could be like 50 feet tall. You know, we have like a 10 foot booger if we're not careful. So it's a lot of fun. I love the stadiums. And then you sort of make an event of it when you get so many good bands. The Interrupters are great friends of ours. And, you know, they're going to be on tour with us. And them, Weezer, Fall Out Boy, and Green Day. It sounds like a pretty good day.
You know these guys for a long time, guys and gals? Have you known them coming up the whole way?
Yeah, we've known Weezer for a really, really long time. And like I said, the Interrupters are good friends. Like, we hang out in between tours a lot. And Fall Out Boy are... there are illegitimate children, actually. Well, I was going to tell you, it's something, another, for this is just for the Hella Mega Tour. If you ride your Harley Davidson motorcycle to the Hella Mega Tour, Fall Out Boy will bring you an ice cream cone.
All right, well, we'll pull into the south lot and we'll expect our ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. How about, you know, you're booking this wild, giant tour full of stadiums starting here in Seattle in July, T-Mobile Park, where the Mariners play. When you see that, like, what does younger you think about that? Or has it just been a slow enough, like, rise to this point that it just feels normal?
It feels normal. It feels big. It's not something to take for granted by any means, but it's not, like, surprising. It's cool, but... I mean, you play music for a living and you kind of, we've been to all the arenas, so just sort of a natural progression. The next thing that's, you know, let's go play all the stadiums. So.
Sure, sure. When I was a kid, I've seen you several times when I was younger, and you would sometimes pick up a guitar and get out front and do a couple fun songs. Is that something in your repertoire still?
I mean, I still know how to do that, yeah. not sure, like, how... much. See, because our set's not going to be like a 3-hour thing, you know, so going to be concise, you know, so I don't think there's going to be a lot of time for trade cool shenanigans, but who knows, it might just sort of happen, and we're going to mix it up, so we'll see.
I love the idea of you getting up there and doing something. We'll always make time for you on our end. So, Trey Cool from Green right. Day, the new album is called Father of All. When you try and tell your smart speaker... when you try and tell your smart speaker to play that, it automatically defaults to your best of. It will not acknowledge that I've just sworn at it. It gets mad at me. So keep that in mind when you're trying to request Trey Cool's newest album, Father of All, the latest from Green Day. Thanks so much for the time, dude.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.